And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios, and what a show we have for you today. Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Gen Ren Sport Fishing. We're going to be giving away that big trip and all the great grand prizes to our qualifiers from the San Diego Ford Dealers Remotes today. And the beginning of our 25th anniversary celebration this week. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty.
This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season. One of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets. And the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, we got a dangerous crew in here today, man.
Yes, we do.
Dangerous crew.
Yes, we do.
Resemble that remark.
Yeah, we were just talking. I'll share this with our audience because I think they can understand the temptation. But we were talking about
story already.
Our good friend, Del Marsh, who left us about 7 years ago, right?
Right,
A couple days before our birthday.
3 days,
which is, we
on
shared,
the 23rd.
Yep, and both of us share a birthday on the 26th. Yeah. He left us, but Jack had a commemorative bottle of tequila made with an etching of Del Marsh's famous picture with his white sea bass hung over his shoulder from the Baja Peninsula there. And he said, "Don't drink this tequila." And I went, "Why not?
It'll give you a hangover."
And so it's sitting in my office, and people come in and go, "Let's crack it, you know?" No, can't. Jack says no. Yeah. So on the birthday, of course, I said, "Well, you know, maybe we should crack that." But I didn't. I didn't do it, Jack. And Mark's got one, right?
Yeah, the prankster Dell is. It's probably not tequila in the bottle.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. Yes. That's what, yeah.
I think it is. But next time I'm in your office, Pete, I'm going to have to go check the... I put a little scribe line.
With right. Top, oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm going to check that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of evaporated a little.
Yeah, evaporation is a problem.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you can see a picture of this motley crew, both on our Instagram and Facebook page. Right now, I just posted it in the studio here. And welcome, guys. Great to have you.
Good to have you, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark, for coming up from the East Cape just to be on
pleasure.
The show today. Great time. So what a summer fall season it's turning out to be in the East Cape. Wow.
It's incredible. It's so much better than last year. What is spooky, what's really spooky, is the weather. The fishing's outstanding, but I have never seen so many days, day after day after day after day, just flat, calm, beautiful weather. And then August and September traditionally are the warmest months of the year, and our business is a little slow during that time. The whole East Cape is a little down because people are thinking, oh, it's going to be too hot to go down there. Man, that has not been the case this year. It's spooky. It's just spooky.
Well, same here. Look how cool it is this morning on Labor Day weekend. Never happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really something.
But it's good.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
Somebody said that this may be the very best opportunity to ever catch a marlin, like as close to a guarantee, I mean, which that's a fish that you never put that kind of word on, but as close to a guarantee as you could get. If you go down to the East Cape right now, your odds are so high.
How about if I go this Wednesday?
Is your rum available?
Somebody has to test that theory, right? I mean.
Okay, I think we'll go Wednesday. How about that, Mark?
Yeah,
can I book it right Wednesday?
Wednesday will work.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're in.
How cool.
Yeah. And, you know, when talking to John Palmas and such like that, they've had business. You know, people figured it out. And they've gone, hey, flights are inexpensive. Lots of opportunity to fly down there. And lots of opportunity to go fishing. They've been busy, right? You've been busy at Genrin.
We've been pretty busy. You know, like I said, August and September are traditionally the slowest months of the year. But it's been steady. We do have availability, you know, on boats still. But we're not totally plugged, but we've been reasonably busy, yes.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that's fantastic. A businessman's answer. He could be totally plugged, and he'd still tell you,
still,
we got a few openings.
I got some room. You know, come on down.
Y'all come on down now.
Yeah, come on down. Have a good old time. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, for the fall tournament, for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament on October 6th, and Jack's going to be down there for the Lynn Rose tournament following a lot of tournaments in October, it's playing out to be potentially a pretty good deal, huh?
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. The fishing is very, very good.
I can't wait to go fishing.
No.
The fishing down the East Cape is trying to be almost as good as it is up here off our coast.
Well, it's good for some.
Yeah.
Not me.
You got that Rodney Dangerfield deal.
Summer catching fish of a lifetime. Not me. No.
Yet.
It's not yet.
Yet.
We're gonna keep trying there. We're not giving up.
Okay. Trophy hunting, man.
Trophy
trophies don't come on every trip.
Yeah, that's right.
Trophy
yeah.
hunting.
That's it, for sure.
Rodney Dangerfield can't get any respect over here.
I have to go fish with Mark in the East Cape to be able to really catch.
That accelerates your trophy capturing.
No,
go
no kidding. I know I'm going to catch something down there.
Damn right.
There's no question about it. So tell us about your boats. You now have three in the fleet of Genrin, right?
Yes, we do. We have two 35 Cabo yachts, and we have a 31 Innovator. They're all twin-engine cruisers. The two... Gen Ren 3 and Vaquera. Vaquera means cowgirl in Spanish. And those two boats are air-conditioned.
Sweet.
They all three boats have Simrad electronics. They all have two touchscreen GPS multifunction plotters.
That's Simrad touchscreen.
All Simrad.
Evo 2.
Yes.
Awesome stuff, isn't
so
it?
Nice.
Accurate reels.
Yeah.
All accurate reels.
You had to throw that in, didn't
I just tripped over that. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, they got accurate reels.
Oh, by the way. CalStar rods.
CalStar and Cousins rods, mostly CalStar rods, but, you know, our gear, I can't, if, I'm so lucky that I have like a hall pass. I can buy all the gear that I want and I can justify it. I buy whatever I want and I buy the best. I mean, you can, Ricky's been on our boat. If, what do you have in your tackle store that I should put on my boat that I don't already have?
I will back that up. And, you know, I'm a tackle store guy and I'll admit I'm a gear snob, and that is one of the few places in the world when I don't even think about bringing gear. You know, we're going fishing in the East Cape. No, we're going fishing with Mark. Bringing tackle doesn't even cross my mind. It is better than what you probably have in your garage.
We have gyro binoculars on every boat. Between the binoculars and the electronics and the gear that we have such an edge over everybody. And it's really playing out now.
You jump on a Super Ponga down there, they're not going to have gyros?
Probably not. I'm sure there's another boat or two down there that do, but I couldn't tell you which ones it is. Yeah. Most people do not.
No. And it's such a great ride. And
so
I used to haul down so much gear.
Always.
Whenever we went for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. And I don't bring a thing now. I bring a carry-on.
Board shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it.
We had Armando. I was fishing with him Wednesday. And I was seeing him peel off some line on the deck. And he was looking at this line. And he's looking like, is that a little frayed there? And he was going to show it to me. I said, I don't want to see it. Just cut it off.
Yeah.
I mean, don't
yeah.
if it's in question, just we don't even we have bulk spools of line on the boat, so we just put fresh top shot on right here and now. We don't not at the end of the day. We just do it. So it's just dialed all the time.
It's a great ride, and you know, it costs a little bit more, but when you pencil it all out, really it's a good value because of the comfort and the condition of the tackle and the ride and everything else. It's a good ride.
I'll pick that up too. I'll bet if you really wrote down what you're going to spend on your overage and gear that you're going to fly down with, because you're going to bring an extra tackle box, you're also going to bring an extra rod tube, and you know, don't forget all the money that you're going to invest in getting ready. You know, you're going to put new line on all your reels. You know, you're going to put, you know, you're going to buy a half a dozen jigs. You really add all that up, the difference that erases the difference in cost on fishing with another boat. Guaranteed.
Exactly.
Well, and
plus the hassle factor.
Absolutely. Hassle factor.
And to add on that, after you've done all that and you've planned it all, and then you get there, you might not have the right stuff.
There you go.
I mean, the you know.
Now, how do you know you have the right stuff?
Because we've got it all.
Good answer.
Exactly.
And you fishing every day.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, let's go live to the searcher. Captain Art Taylor is on the line. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're having
good morning,
fun
Art.
Here. How about you?
Well, we're doing good here. We landed a 75-pound bluefin tuna here this morning already, and we had just a phenomenal catch of that 70 to 90-pound bluefin yesterday afternoon, I should say. And so we're doing really well. It's a fish of a lifetime there. That grade of bluefin tuna is just absolutely beautiful fish, and we were able to expose some of the Let's Talk Hookup listeners to that last week. So it was great to have Patrick G aboard again, and we had a successful trip there on last Tuesday. It was great to have Let's Talk Hookup and Shimano aboard, and we're grateful for that association. I would call that trip a success.
I
heard this. I heard the stories, and Patrick said it was great. You caught some nice fish, and Shimano provided some great gear, and we threw in a bunch of prizes from Rapala and AFCO and Shimano, and it was a good time. So thanks for hosting the people there on that day and a half. trip. That was the third and final one for the summer. And what's the forecast for the searcher? What are you doing? Where are you going to go?
Well, we have our annual offshore bird watching trip that leaves tomorrow, and then we'll get back in the fishing game with a 3-day trip there on the 9th of September. And then, amazingly enough, Pete, we have a day and a half trip that leaves on the 12th of September that's got a few spots available. So if somebody wants to, hopefully, at that point in time, this bluefin tuna out here in the tuna zone will be still going on, and so you get a chance at one of those quality bluefin tuna. They're sure beautiful. Wow, beautiful fish.
Hey, Art.
And then, you know, yeah.
No, go ahead, Art. Just Jack, accurate Jack.
Mr. Nielsen, how are you this morning?
Well, I didn't want to jump in and step on your gig, but how's that hook and hand program going?
Well, if you've seen our blog lately, we have just about a picture a trip passengers that are getting in on our hook and hand project there that we're very, very honored to be associated with. And those outfits are working great. Right. And we used one or two yesterday, and we got some people that didn't have one of those fish aboard yet, hooked up and landed. And so thank you very much, Jack.
That's cool.
Yeah, just a quick rundown. What Art is doing is we provided 6 hook and hand rigs for the searcher. And when someone on the boat is new to it, maybe not quite getting bid as they'd like, that hook and hand program kicks in, and it's working out pretty well. But thank you, Art.
That's
appreciate
cool.
that.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, it's working out good. Yeah, check the searcher captain's blog there. There's generally a picture or two with somebody that has, you know, taken advantage of the fact that, you know, the crew fishes a little bit and hooks a fish and hands it off to somebody that hasn't caught one yet or would like to try that outfit out. So that's great. We're grateful for the support from Accurate Products and Seeker Rods. It's really, really cool.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, Art, I know you said you had spot on a day and a half on September 12th. How do we book that if we want to go fishing with the searcher?
Well, you can book directly online there, searchersportfishing.com. Or you can call Celia in the office there, 619-226-2403. And, you know, remarkably enough, we have space on one of those ultra-limited load trips in October there, Pete. October 3rd is a 5-day trip that's got some room on it. And so what an opportunity to go fishing with 14 people and get your own cabin and lots of space at the rail. They're awesome trips.
Wow. Your own cabin, 14 people. And it sounds like our kind of style, right, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of figuring out our gig here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, all right, searchersportfishing.com or just give the office a call, right, Art?
That's right, and look for the 2017 schedule on the website here. It should be coming up this week.
All right, perfect, and we'll look forward to having you in the studio beginning of October. Captain Art Taylor live from the fishing grounds on the searcher. Appreciate the call this morning, Art. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. All right, very good. Hey, you know today, what today is?
Today is Sunday. I know
today
that.
Today is Sunday. Today is the day
sure. that Ricky does not drop
right.
it.
Nope.
He gets everything.
Yeah, he
sharp.
Gets it all.
He's on
yeah.
top.
Sharp. Today, it's also Labor Day weekend, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. And that's
another
sell-a-thon
yeah.
going on at
sell-a-thon,
Ford Dealers.
The
I know
Ford
that.
Dealer sell-a-thon, the biggest event of the year for the Ford Dealers. It's also the day we're giving away a trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines.
I did know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
I
did know that.
I did know that.
So let me give you the rundown this morning. And sometime this morning, somebody's going to be packing their bags to go to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. So we qualified 8 people over the four live remotes. Say that 10 times, sorry. Dave Rotti, Rudy Gonzalez, Jim Milio, Rhonda Gruber. We had Sean Robinson, Mike Hemphill, Elva Mayer, and George Mironoff won yesterday. I probably butchered all those names.
And Jack Nielsen.
Close enough. No, Jack,
I can assure you, if you're giving somebody a trip to Katmai, they're going to have no problem with you butchering that name. So it's all good.
But anyway, we're giving away four. Count them, four of those people are going to win a Shimano Trinidad 20A and a matching Therese rod. About $800.
Got an $800 combo.
$800 combo. A Maui Jim gift card that can be worth up to $350.
Any pair of Maui Jims you want.
Anything you want.
Coming to you.
Two $500 shopping sprees on AFCO.
How rad is that?
So whether you want clothing, hardware, anything you
gear
want.
Gear or clothing.
AFCO $500 shopping spree. Oh, and by the way, there's one spot to go to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines.
And don't forget your own charter on the Blackjack?
Oh, and your own charter on the Blackjack. Yeah, indeed. The charter on the Blackjack. The Blackjack. So that's like a four-pack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to win that your own charter
your
on
date
the Blackjack.
And you and whatever three buddies or two buddies or whoever you want, or you want to go by yourself, whatever. You got the boat. Is all on you.
Yeah, indeed. And then you just arrange that date with Steve Pinard and pick your day you want to go fishing, and you go fishing on Dana Landing aboard the Blackjack, which is a beautiful 32-foot lures.
Nice.
Really, really nice ride, for sure. Let's go live on the tribute. Captain Mike's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
Very, very good.
We're catching bluefin. We just put our second bluefin of the morning on the boat. We're fishing out here behind Clementi. And we had a pretty decent day yesterday as far as hooking these things. You know, From what I've heard rumor-wise, Rick was out on the water and catching a couple of bluefin yesterday. But a lot of this bluefin that we've been catching lately, man, they are just tough, tough fish. A couple of fish yesterday right at 100, maybe a little over 100 pounds. I do have to say, and I know I've been saying it here, calling in and on our Facebook page and everything else, if you're going to come out and fish with us here, whether it's that smaller yellowfin down the beach or this bluefin out here, which is pretty much what we've made standard for the last couple of weeks, trying to fish this bigger grade fish, make sure your guys' tackle's in good working order. Make sure you have 50 and 60 pound with you. We did manage to make some squid last night. A couple of our fish yesterday as well as today were on squid. And 60 pound a circle hook, and make sure you bring some sinkers with you. But very, very good time to fish yesterday, regardless of how crowded it was out here. And it was freaking crowded.
Wow,
sounds
really
that.
Good. Sounds really good. Squid, huh? Wait a minute. That's a game changer right there.
What's that?
The squid.
You know what? It's handy. And these things out here have been eating it. We did manage to get about 150 to 200 pieces of squid last night. And the nice thing with that is you can fish a little bit heavier gear.
Yeah.
Some of the guys that have been staying out here for the last couple of days had a little bit of squid with them, and yeah, there's fish caught on squid, there's fish caught on sardines, on jigs. But a nice thing about that squid is you can get 50 or 60 pound and a little bit bigger hook and get them to bite it.
That's awesome, Mike. And, boy, certainly with the grade of fish going on right now, having that heavy gear and a big hook is sure not going to hurt your game.
It's crazy. We had three different fish on yesterday for up to 4 hours. We had one fish that we hooked yesterday afternoon around 4:15, 4:20, and ended up losing it last night just after 9 o'clock. It was probably 130-pound fish, but, you know, hooking these things on 40-pound, these things have seemed to have gotten meaner in the last week. I don't know how that's possible, but it's crazy to see some of these fish on for 3 or 4 hours, and unfortunately, it doesn't really, you know, put out a whole lot of big numbers, but you manage to land one of these things, and it's a trophy anywhere.
No doubt.
Unbelievable.
What a cool story, man. That's just
unbelievable.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing on the tribute, how do we get a hold of you? Go fishing.
Seaforthlanding.com, or give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383. I always recommend people take a look at our Facebook page to really get an idea and see pictures of what we've been catching here. It's tribute sport fishing. Lots of just beautiful, great fish. And these things, they don't seem to be going anywhere. We do have one-day trips throughout the week, so if you'd like to come out, we're going to be primarily fishing this area. You get on the boat at 9 o'clock at night. We leave at 10, come back the following night. You only have to take one day off work. You always call in sick.
Yeah. I got bluefin fever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can always call it sick.
Yeah.
I like it, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
This stuff hasn't gone anywhere, so we're going to keep doing it.
All right.
Keep
fantastic. TributeSportFishing.com, Seaforth landing.com or C4 Sport Fishing. Thanks, Mike, for the check. Keep getting them. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and we got an awesome show coming for you today. If you want to join us, we would love to hear from you this morning. Come be a part of Let's Talk Hookup with this motley crew we got in here. It's going to be nothing but fun and really good information and a lot of fun. If you want to join us, there's two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line. That number is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking East Cape, talking accurate, talking fishing, talking fun, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new pair of the highest-end accurate piranha pliers. Just a really, really cool prize from Jack. We sure appreciate that very much. They're
tell
awesome.
Us about those pliers. They're new.
These are a little different from the standard plier. We call these the rigging pliers.
Okay.
And that's because they're mainly designed for rigging rather than cutting wire or yanking hooks out of fish. They have a split ring design in addition to the standard plier. So what we're recommending is they use them to cut your line, cut your spectra really, really sharp and clean, and also pull the tag end when you're tightening down your knot.
That's right. Sure.
Yes, the knot.
The knot. Yeah.
and also the split ring thing. So it's kind of a utility
tool.
It's kind
of all in one.
Yeah.
Good call.
Very nice.
Not at all.
Very nice.
Big popper fishing we've had this year.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
perfect.
With all this big tuna, guys are changing their hooks out on their Colt Snipers and things like that and putting real heavy-duty hooks on.
Oh,
having heavy-duty split rings, having a tool like that is a must.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
those boys really have been thinking, haven't they?
Oh, they are thinking.
Yeah.
They are thinking. Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, you use those on Genrin, right?
We do. We use them, and they're incredible. I used to break my fingernails and cut myself with a screwdriver, and have to. These pliers make it easy.
They work.
That's really cool. So, again, one lucky caller is going to have an opportunity with those beautiful, accurate piranha pliers. And, again, if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090, 858-457-1090, or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Right in the middle of a red-hot fishing season. And now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and the Daiwa Saltus Black Gold is an outstanding star drag reel, perfect for casting a bait or a jig on aggressive tuna and yellowtail. When you need more power, the Daiwa Saltus Lever Drag 2-speed reel should be your choice. And we have them all in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin. And now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish fighting service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 65 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, we heard our friend Whitney there from Mammoth Lakes talking about outside on the east side. And, boy, this is such a great time to go to the east side of Mammoth at Mammoth Lakes. They powered in another 2,800 pounds of fish into the Mammoth Lakes Basin. And the water's cooler now. The fish are on the chew. I guess Crowley Lake is on fire, is what they said, as well as Lake Mary and others. So visit Mammoth.com. Check out the photo of the week on our Facebook page or our Instagram page. We try and post a weekly photo of a great catch up there at Mammoth Lakes. But the best time, period, to go see fall colors and catch a lot of fish in the east.
Kids are back in school. Starts to get mellow. Starts to be your own place again. Awesome. Nice and quiet. Oh,
so
man,
cool.
That sounds good to me.
Now,
I was in Crowley last month.
Oh, yeah.
And it was beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yes.
I mean, every time I go up there, I just go, I wish I could go.
I know.
Right? Yeah. So our friend, Tom Ward at the Longfin, is having their fifth annual Appreciation Day and Parking Lot Sale on Saturday, September 17th. Tom, as you know, when he puts on a sale, he puts on a
sale.
They
do not mess around at that Longfin.
Yeah.
He invented the concept of sale.
Yes, he did. Yeah. So mark your calendars, Saturday, September 17th. Special hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have all the vendors are going to be there. They're going to have a huge raffle with giant giveaways, 20 manufacturers booth. You want to get more details on this big sale, thelongfin.com. You can link it right on our Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com. But check that. Mark your calendar. Saturday, September 17th, 7 to 7. It's a big day.
Oh, did you ask me if Accurate is going to be there?
I can
Accurate
right
is
here.
Gonna be
Accurate
there.
Is going to. Does that mean Jack is going to be there?
I'm just trying to make a living here, Pete.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. It says right there, Accurate will be there.
Yes,
it does
say
that.
Accurate will be there. Power Pro, Shimano, P-Line, Berkeley, Abu Garcia, just the name.
Everybody.
Yeah, Fishworks. AFCO,
yeah,
Rapala,
yeah.
Seaguar.
They're all going to be there. Seaguar, I mean, they're all there.
Everybody.
Del Marsh will be there in spirit.
Yeah, of course he will be.
Mention his name and maybe Tom will give you a shot at Captain Morgan.
There you go. Are you gonna? Does that mean you're going to be there or are you going to be frolicking off somewhere?
I'll be frolicking at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, you'll be at Rancho Leonero.
That's a tough one.
So J-Po or Benny or...
No, Dave and Doug will be there.
Dave and Doug will be there.
They'll be there.
Okay. All right.
Ben, of course, the great Ben will be there.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll bet J-Po will be there, too.
I think so. Oh, yeah, J-Po will definitely be there.
Yeah, J-Po is the man.
That's the only one he's certain of.
Yeah. Actually, Ricky, you got it figured out.
Yeah. And I got to say something about J-Po.
Yes,
you guys hired probably one of the best guys in the business.
I couldn't agree with you.
That guy, that Justin Poe, is an amazing human being.
I am.
You are so lucky.
I know that.
You got him.
I'm a kind of a wait and see guy, you know.
Yeah.
I let time tell the stories or answer questions, and let me tell you, Justin Poe is the real deal. Yeah. We are very fortunate to have him.
Yeah, you are.
The verdict is in.
Yeah. No, early.
Well,
it's an early verdict?
Yeah, it's an early verdict because he is very fortunate to have that man here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys. But in the meantime, let's head down to the East Cape. Talk to Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Llanero and Baja East Cape. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Peter, Rick.
Hi, John.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Jack.
Good morning. Hello, John. See you soon, I hope.
This is old home week on the right?
Your ears must have been burning. We were just talking about Jack's room at Rancho Llanero.
Yeah, Jack's the room number, what is it, Jack?
Don't tell. It's a secret.
I don't want everybody to book it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, they put a mint on the pillow for most people. They put like a bottle of Crown on Jack's pillow.
They know. Well, Jack leaves his extra, so we got a bar full of from Crown in there. Yeah, I guess you guys have a pretty good idea how good the fishing is down there.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mark's been down there for a couple of days, but it's been pretty darn good. It's been, you know, we've had dog days last year, as Mark will testify, and it's really picked up the last half of the season, thankfully.
Awesome.
We've seen Dorado that we haven't seen in 2 years. They're just gobs of them around, mostly small peanuts, but they're mixed with a few good fish. We went out Wednesday. And I picked up 8 fish, 4 of them were over 20 pounds, and we had one 44-pounder, which is, I think, the biggest one we've caught this year at the ranch, and released a striper and a sail. But it's pretty typical of what's going on. Everybody's kept catching striper, Dorado, right off the lighthouse. And from Punta Colorado to the lighthouse, kind of inside, there's bunches of them. There's gobs of them around. The guys are sitting right in front of the lighthouse and chunking squid and picking up lots and lots of peanuts. We must have released, I don't know, 15 fish for the 8 we hung on to. There's lots and lots of Dorado around. And as the year progresses, they should get bigger, hopefully. Bluefin tuna, that's up here. Yellowfin are down south, just south of Fraley's. Lots of them around. They're chunking the squid with them, too, mostly, picking up some nice ones. Your buddy Steve is down, Pete, and he picked up a couple 40-pounders yesterday.
Steve Paisel caught fish.
Nice.
Yeah, he sure did.
How good is that? We're going to start calling him Mr. Moo now.
Well, he's a good guy, and he kept rolling in, and his time was good. They actually went and fished Pomo, or to fish Pomo. My gosh, what's the matter with me this morning? They dove Pomo and had a great trip.
I bet the fishing's good at Pomo, too.
They love to go in there and do some fishing. Yeah. I think everybody would.
Yeah, his son's a dive. Well, and here's a classic example of a great Rancho Llanero East Cape experience. His son's a diver, not really a fisherman. Steve's a hardcore fisherman. Took his son down to Cabo Pulmo, set up the diving through Rancho Llanero, and had a great day in Cabo Pulmo, and then went fishing the next day and just had a great day on the water.
Yeah, they did. They did.
What
they
a great
did
family
both.
Adventure.
Awesome.
They did both. And I guess they ran into that school of Jacks, Mark, down there, and he's got in the middle of those, and he was just awestruck.
It gets dark when you get in.
That school of Jacks, unbelievable, because they're just totally unafraid of you, and they circle you and get around, and you can look up and see the surface and look down and see the bottom. There's just a hole where you're sitting.
I miss that diving down there, man. Next time I come, I want to go.
It really is incredible diving.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of billfish, too, as Mark will testify, lots of blues. But as many blues in the last couple of years as we've ever seen, almost as many blues as there are stripes and sails combined. Good fishing inside, good rooster fishing, a lot of pargo around. fishing's good. What can I tell you? It's nice to give these reports occasionally. It's wide open fishing right now.
John, you might have missed Gary Billet. You know, he fished out of Rancho Leonero, I believe, on Thursday on Vaquera.
Yeah, he did. We put him out.
They got 14 yellowfin and 3 Dorado. The smallest yellowfin, the smallest, was 42 pounds.
Did you go out on the schools outside, or did you stay on the bank inside?
No, that was in the bank on the chunk.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable
how good it is.
Wow. Well, John,
it really is. And some wahoo. I might mention, too, there's infrequent wahoo bite. You know, we're getting a couple per day inside there. Not a wide-open wahoo bite, but some nice 40, 60-pounders are biting
Sweet.
As well. So it's really going on. Lots of different fish.
Fishing at Rancho Leonero. If somebody wants to come down, like me, Jack, I'm jealous.
Jack.
How do we get a hold of you, John? We kind of want to come to Rancho Leonero right now.
Yeah, it bodes well for the Van Wormer tournament, too.
800-646-2252
or RanchoLeonero.com. A lot of photos on the website, guys.
Cool. Thanks, John. Sure appreciate that great report. So jealous of you.
Yeah, and I want to thank Jack for all the reels and all. He's been a big supporter over the years.
Thank you, John.
Here at Rancho Leonero.
Indeed.
I'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
Stand by.
Stand by.
You've been forewarned, man. You've been forewarned.
Bring the crown, dude.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, the phones are literally packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we start it off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dan. Got to get the right button here. There we go.
There it is.
Call.
Hey, Dan.
Mark, if I come down to Rancho Leonero, can you actually, how does it work for the pickup? Because I don't bring my cell phone down there. And can we go and make bait with sabikis?
If there's bait available, you could make them with sabikis.
Okay.
Usually we buy the bait ahead of time. A lot of times we buy it before we even pick you up.
Okay.
And depending on what you want to target, if you're looking for tuna, squid has been the hot ticket, and there's no squid available to make in the area. We're having to buy it.
Okay.
And picking up at Leonero is not a problem. It's just totally seamless.
How do you do it? Because I won't have my cell phone.
You don't need your cell phone.
You don't need anything.
You know, Little Eddie is the boat dispatcher, and you just order lunch from him, tell him you go fishing on one of our boats, whichever one it is, and we're there in the morning, and they have the other guests don't even realize that they were not part of the fleet. They just think that we're one of the fleet boats.
Okay.
Yeah, you literally, everything will be taken care of for you, Dan. You just show up in the morning, and you have your breakfast, and you, next thing you know, you're on the boat and gone. You don't have to make any phone calls. You don't have to make any special arrangements. It's just easy and seamless.
There they are.
Yeah.
Sounds
here
good.
To pick you up.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
Now, the reservations need to be made directly with us. You coordinate the reservation and the payment with us, and then you just tell them when you get there that, you know, tell Eddie who does the dispatch in the morning, takes the lunch orders in the evening. When you give him the lunch order, just tell him you're fishing with us, and nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, fishing tomorrow on Vaquera, and everything else will be handled.
Order your lunches, order your drinks, just like you would normally, no matter what boat you're fishing on, and then they have a cooler at the dock for you ready to go. Says Vaquera, and boom, there you go.
And we have sabiki sticks on the boat, and a lot of times, if we see bait breezing, we always have the sabiki sticks ready, so we could possibly get the little bullet tuna or whatever bait there is we could get with the sabiki.
We fished a day on Genren 3 several years ago, and we were out near the shark buoys, and there was a couple of really big Dorado around that just wouldn't bite. I mean, there were several boats that were attempting, and we slid up, and Mark saw a spot of, it looked like pilot fish, and we dropped, you had sabiki rigs were on standby, dropped them down. We made about a half a dozen of those, and that was, you know, we caught several giant Dorado when everybody else was just kind of standing by, and it was because of having the gear, you know, on set, ready to roll, made bait right on, and then fired the bait that they wanted to eat and caught a couple of giant Dorado. It was all because everything was standing by.
Mary got a 58-pounder that day.
It was awesome. That's exactly the fish. Exactly.
Unreal. And the other thing, too, I want to make mention for those of you that are interested in booking Genren, it's easy. You just go on online, right, and look at the – you can tell whether your date's available or not, right?
Yes.
So tell us how that process works.
TeamGenren.com is our website, and there's a published calendar on there, and it tells which boats are available. Well, it tells which boats are busy and when, so you can see if the name, if it doesn't say busy on the calendar, then the boat is available, and you can just call me and book it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great trip down to Rancho Leonero. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
As an angler, sun protection is a must, but most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Sol SunGuard's Blue Water Formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Sol SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle Stores and at SolSunGuard.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. You're chasing the bluefin on the local waters. You've got to get the Power Pro advantage. And what advantage is that, Rick?
It's so many of them. And one of the big ones that we don't talk about as often is knot strength. You know, and knot strength is a very important thing, especially when we're catching fish of this size. You're literally straining that. You know, catching a 25-pound yellowtail, yeah, maybe your knot connection doesn't have to be perfect. But with big fish, it does. And Power Pro has better knot strength than most of the other Spectra lines out there. It's tested and proven. And when you need every bit of strength of your 65-pound, you're catching 120-pound tuna, you got to have that. And Power Pro offers better knot strength. It's easier to tie. It casts better. It's skinny. Put so much on your reel. There's so many advantages to Power Pro.
Yeah. Check it out at your local Power Pro dealer, Power Pro, at your favorite tackle store.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for the Catch Report.
You got it, man. Today, Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your orders and those great tuna burgers. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start it off of a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Good
morning. Great.
Good, good. Well, same program up here this week, pretty much a cookie cutter of last week's report. You know, the water up here did warm up a bit. We're finally back into that 70-degree range along the beach, which has really helped perk up the local bass fishing. Still, like last week, you know, the name of the game has been the fly line sardine. You know, it's pretty much been the ticket. That sardine placed in the right pocket of kelp really kicked out some nice bass for our guys this week. And the rest of the half-day scene, you know, it's pretty much just been that bass fishing mixed in some sheephead, sand bass. Sculpin wall was still open, and, you know, kicker howled it on a trip or two is kind of, you know, what we're seeing on the stuff closer to the harbor. Three-quarter day stuff locally has been, you know, we're still leaning on that rockfish again, and it's actually been pretty darn good fishing, good 100-plus counts. on the reds has been the norm, and it's been good quality rockfish, you know, making up the bulk of the counts, you know. And then on the three-quarter day stuff too, you know, we've kind of been splitting the days. We'll go out there and catch that rockfish in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'll kind of head out off the beach, try and keep tabs on that offshore stuff. You know, we're still seeing good spots of tuna relatively close, but it's still showing no sign of biting, which is pretty much, you know, it's been the anthem of the year for us. You know, some spots too, gosh, there's some meaty spots of fish out there. It's just, I don't know what the deal is. It's, we're just, we're still waiting to see what it's going to do at this point. You know, it is what it is. So we'll see how that all comes together. With that being said, you know, all the tuna that's in our counts has all been, you know, fish caught on board the Fury. He's been out there at the, you know, the bank on the 43 or out behind the Komeni there. And, you know, he's been having some real good shots at fish. And, you know, just like you guys are talking about, though, it's the guys with the proper gear that are set up and ready for it are the ones that are going home with those nice fish. So, you know, he's got trips online, too. I think he may have an open party overnight trip here or there. Certainly, I would recommend calling the office to see what his schedule is. I know sometimes that stuff down south fills up and people are scrambling to get on boats. He may have some stuff open. So, certainly would recommend calling to check on that. But, you know, that's just pretty much it in a nutshell for us up here. So, slowly keeping tabs on it and hoping and all that good stuff. So, guys, reminder to listeners, please use the banner ad there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. There's a discount code on the bottom of that banner. If you log into the page and check it out, it'll give you a code, and then you can take that code over to our website. Actually, you can click on the link, and that'll give you our booking page, and you can use that code right there. So check that out. You can certainly check us out at danawharf.com, and we do recommend, like I said, call the landing if you want to get on a trip. The number here is 949-496-5794.
Well, certainly a good report, Wooly, and like you say, sometimes you can't make a bite, but hopefully the conditions get straight and that fish that you're looking at decides to get on the chew this week.
That's it. And, you know, we got to take it all in perspective and look at the big picture. We've been absolutely spoiled the last couple of years, and hey, you know, a little bit of reality kind of puts everything in place. So we'll take it for what it is, but, you know, keep our fingers crossed, certainly.
And the fish are there. There's a lot worse problems. That, as we all know, that fish can turn on as a light switch, too. You know, it's a,
that's
having
it.
Fish
you
being there and not
it.
Biting.
You can roll into a 15-fish stop tomorrow. Who knows?
That's,
you know,
it.
So.
Good call, Wooly. We appreciate a great report. Thanks for always keeping us up to date with everything going on at Dana Wharf, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys, thanks. Have a great show.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks very much. Ryan from East County Bait and Tackle, ECBT. What's up, Ryan?
Not much, man. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing
morning.
Great.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, just want to pass on, you know, the Sam V opener. We're going to have the grand reopening sale at San Vicente for the opening day there Sunday. Our sale will be Sunday, September 18th. Just want to let everybody know if you guys want to come on by. It's going to be the sale of the year. I mean, everything you guys need for Sam V, we're going to have ready.
Man, and the knowledge of the guys that know how to fish it, too, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of guys coming down from Shimano Pro staff, local pros, local guys who know a lot about the lake. You know, some great vendors are going to bring some stuff down and just kind of hang out and talk and pass on all the info we need to, you know, just get ready and start talking about Sam V and all the things we can see and expect from the lake.
What a cool event and good timing, and just how pumped is everybody out there at ECBT that the lake is opening after being closed for, was it 8 years?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's amazing to see the enthusiasm and people just excited and, you know, something not new, but just bringing new back kind of thing. Everybody's so excited, so it's going to be a ton of fun. You know, we're going to have raffle prizes. I'm going to set up some rods and reels, some tackle packs, different clothing and, you know, lures, maybe even if we can come up on an extra Sam V ticket or two, we'll
Whoa.
Do some raffles for that kind of thing.
Whoa,
that's cool.
So, you know, we're going to do the best we can. We're going to have some food from the guys next door, the Mexican restaurant, and Domino's Pizza, and, you know, those Shimano Pro staff guys will be there just to talk about everything they have to offer, and it's going to be a great event.
That's
cool. I definitely recommend coming down there and checking it out, and, you know, I'm going to run a store-wide sale, like 10% off, and have things up to probably even 30%, depending on swim baits, hard baits, different things. So it should be a great show.
That's Sunday, September 18th. What time does it start, Ryan?
You know, the store is going to open up at 4:30 like we do every day.
4:30 a.m.?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They have a 4:30 in the morning now?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so we don't expect guys to be the first thing, but we're going to run it all day. We'll be there all day long. We're going to have it offered, and I'll start doing raffles and things probably in the middle of the day, you know, around noon.
Cool.
That's awesome, Ryan.
Sounds great. That's Sunday, September 18th, a great event. I imagine it's going to take up part of the parking lot there?
Yeah, I'm going to section off a couple of our parking spots and, you know, keep it to where we have a few vendors outside as well. So we'll have some areas ready for everybody if you want to come on by and check us out.
All right. Great job. Right. And right, how there. Close to San Vicente Reservoir is ECVT? Got to be the closest.
Oh, no. It's definitely the closest, doubt. And it's within a mile.
Within a mile of the reservoir there. So
yeah.
Pretty amazing. Well, good for you guys. San Vicente opening the week after that. Is it the 22nd?
Yes. It's that following Thursday. So we're doing the sale on Sunday, and then on Thursday that week is the same day they're going to open up. So.
All right.
Awesome.
Great job, Ryan. We'll check in back in with you again. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Let's continue on with our catch report and hit the surf. Our surf fishing report with the surf guru, the man, Gundy Gunnarsson, is on the line. What up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing great, buddy. How's the surf fishing?
You got to love those local tackle shops like that. You know, that's what drives on my surf report here, you know, is all the small shops, and they got a good beat on the little local areas. And, boy, those are the guys you want to patronize.
Good call on that, for
the
sure.
Local knowledge.
That's it. Hey, what excellent fall fishing's lining up here. You know, some classic things happen in September. The kids go back to school. A lot of bait inside. We got a little halibut thing. A lot of halibut have moved inside. The calico bass fishing on the rocky areas all along the coast is terrific. Let me start up at Santa Barbara. Hook, Line, and Sinker reported continued good halibut fishing. That stretch from graveyards to East Beach continues to be a hot spot. There are tons of anchovies in there. And the guys fishing it are reporting that the anchovies are swimming through their legs right in the surf line, you know. So that's going to put fish in that zone. 5/8 ounce crocodile has been the hot ticket there. You know how to use a crocodile. Lots of bites on the paws when you're working that crocodile, just not a straight grind. Goleta Beach, another area. Wiley's reported another good week of calico bass fishing. Baits inside. Las Flores, Sycamore, Moonshadow, all those rocky spots. Squid has been good for the bait soakers. Swim baits for the guys throwing lures. 6-pound striped bass taken off El Segundo on a sand crab, too, this week. Big Fish reported excellent fishing along Bolsa Chica, Seal Beach. Real good Corbina fishing. Fish up to 4 pounds. Find the crabs, find the fish. The last couple days, the crabs kind of went down. The guys struggled, but that's the whole key is finding those sand crab schools. Bloodworms, lugworms is a good alternative. Balboa Peninsula, excellent. Corbina fishing. Dana Point reported good Corbina action. Chapel Bay, some legal halibut starting to show south of the pier. Off Cottons, Old Man's, 110, 115 flash minnows, metallic sardine, the hot color. Pacific Coast reported fantastic lagoon fishing. Several legal halibut to 30 inches. Orange Mouth Corvina to 7 pounds. Yellowfin Spot Fin to 4 pounds. And a 20-inch spotted bay bass all checked into the shop this week. Just really good fishing. Army Navy Academy, excellent Corvina action. It's that time of year, Pete. I think it's the best surf fishing of the year. Early September into fall here.
Certainly good fishing right, to be had out there, you know, right now with the with that really good surf fishing. And the thing is, we got nice weather coming, good stretches.
Yep.
Beaches are getting calm, not as many people on there. Kids back in school. This is the time when it goes down.
Indeed. Gundy Gunderson.
All the right elements.
Surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, great show.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy. That's our catch report today. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Jam-packed, they most definitely are. How about we jump right back in and talk to Ernie? He's calling us from La Habra this morning. Hi, Ernie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Real quickly, we have 23 fishermen going on the New Loan next Thursday, Friday. Jack Konioka, Fisherman's Access, will be fishing with us. Have some prizes to give our group. And a couple questions. I already have 50 and 60-pound test line. Everyone says 50, 60. And Jack, you'll be happy to know we have, my son and I have two 665 two-speeds and two B30s. But
nice.
What about other gear? That's
all you need.
The first question. Second question is, when we get back Friday night, can we have our fish processed there by Fisherman's Processing? And then third question is, Jack, if you can tell us about the 274-pound bluefin, David, Doug, and Ben caught. Those are my three questions. Thank you.
Well, I'll be happy to brag about my son, Douglas.
Douglas caught that fish.
Douglas caught that
fish. Let's make that perfectly clear.
Yeah, he
and captained by Ali Husseini right. from BD Outdoors.
Thank you for that.
So let's credit the people that are properly credited.
Yeah, Ali knew where they were and was kind enough to invite us on the boat. I was not there.
Why didn't you go?
Well, you know.
too big a fish for Jack.
Well, maybe. But anyway, yeah, Douglas caught the fish. He was asked if he wanted to hand off. The young man is in terrific shape, and he handled the whole thing.
And
on
no
his
stranger
own.
To big fish.
No stranger to big fish.
No.
No, he knows what he's doing. But
and
anyway.
He had okay gear with him,
yeah,
too, which probably helped.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. And then what about fish processing? Are they there at night, Rick?
No. You know, I mean, not normally, but, you know, the beauty of fisherman's processing is just call Sean or call Melanie and just say, hey, this is my scenario. Where do I go from here? You know, whether that be they, you know, sometimes they'll have another boat that's in when your trip's coming in. They might be able to take it. They might be, you know, make this arrangement or that arrangement. So just call those guys, and they'll figure out the best way to get their fish. They're so accommodating there, and that's what I would do. Just call Sean or Melanie, and they'll help dial you in.
And the other option you can do is have them fillet it on the boat and then keep it on ice, take it over to them the next day, and have them shrink wrap it for you.
There you go. Second so, yeah, plenty of opportunities. One thing that I couldn't stress, though, is just call them ahead of time. Give them an opportunity to make arrangements for you, and they'll get you dialed in.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their fifth annual parking lot sale and customer appreciation day Saturday, September 17th. This is not just a sale. It's a celebration for their 30th anniversary. Truly a big event. Meet representatives from Shimano, PowerPro, CalStar, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avent, Seeker, Accurate Berkeley, Soft Steel, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, Penn, Seaguar, and more. Representatives from over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation to you with a big raffle and hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 17th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members ships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season. One of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets. And the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.